Now, investment is flooding into the West African state of Liberia. Good news, given that the country has suffered crippling foreign debt following 14 years of civil war. However, not everyone everywhere welcomes the investments. In particular, there's concern over big agricultural companies coming in and taking over vast tracts of land. It's a trend that you can see right across the continent. One of the biggest concessions in Liberia is to a company called Sime Darby, an oil palm producer based in Malaysia. The company insists that it paid a fair price, but some critics, including local farmers, have been calling it a land grab. Tamazin Ford reports.
Carl Sando, the town chief of Konja in Cape Mount County, points to where his farm used to be.
This is my cocoa farm right here.
So all of this now, which has just been cleared for Sime Darby, was your farm and it was cocoa?
Yes, my grandfather planted this cocoa for me.
Sime Darby has a 63-year lease to develop more than 1.5 million acres of land in Liberia. Carl Sando says he was never consulted about his farm, something Sime Darby disputes. It says the company always engages with local communities before it does anything. Most people in the rural areas, like Carl Sando, don't have deeds for their land. They're expensive. But without these papers, farms that may have been in the family for generations officially belong to the government. Hawa Fambale's elderly mother lives in the town. She no longer has access to her land, so Hawa brings her food from Monrovia, the capital.
Send that you take the whole bush. Nowhere to make garden.
Stretches of cleared farmland now surround this town. The forests have gone, the swampy marshlands have been filled with dirt. Now, Sime Darby did pay people for the crops on the land, lump sum, sometimes hundreds of US dollars. But many said they didn't understand what that meant, that they would no longer be able to farm on the land, and that after the 63-year agreement, it would be turned over to the government. In neighbouring Barpaloo County, communities gather in the town hall. A meeting has been called to talk about the company's plans for the area. People have heard what's been happening in Grand Cape Mount, and now they're worried about their own farms.
Please do not refer what happened in Grand Cape Mount.
Sime Darby's Mohamed Zulkifi Issa admits there has been problems so far, but assures the people that won't happen here.
It will not happen at all. Why? Because we always practice free prior informed consent. Without your people's consent, we will not come.
He says the rubber and palm oil plantation will provide around 35,000 jobs altogether. And, he argues, well-paid jobs.
Please go and check across the Liberia whether there is more than $3 per day work. Now, Sime Darby, permanent workers earn $5.25, the highest paid in Liberia now. I can say that.
Sime Darby's website highlights how the firm has rebuilt schools in the area and donated 3 school buses. But local activists aren't convinced. They claim many farmers sold their land for little money, leaving many worried about how to find money and food in the years to come. A free school bus and a couple of $100 is not enough for the loss of land and livelihood, activists argue.
Tamazin Ford was the reporter there. And that's all we have time for today. The email address, once again, oneplanet@bbc.com.